Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. I've got a great one for you on the outliers mindset, because I know that if you're listening to this show, you are already an outlier, or you are looking to become an outlier. And the outlier's mindset, this mentality, this identity, is something that you must proudly and confidently own in every aspect of your life and your business. If you are going to achieve the big goals, the big dreams, the big business, the big income, the big lifestyle that I know you are capable of achieving. We're going to talk about that in today's episode. If you haven't done so yet, hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast. We are on all podcasting platforms, so whatever platform you enjoy listening to this on, or you can watch our episodes on YouTube now, Millionaire Mindcast in YouTube. Hit that subscribe button, drop a comment, hit a like on the video, or one of two things. If you get any value from anything on the Millionaire Mindcast, all I ask is, one, that you help us spread this message and add value to other people's lives who are seeking and can get benefit from this kind of content by sharing this episode with them, or just leave a review in iTunes or whatever podcasting platform you're listening to this on. Today's review spotlight goes out to my man, Mr. Jason Sticks. Jason from Rhode Island. Brother, love hearing about the amazing work that you are putting in on your business as well as in your personal relationship, and loved how some of the things that were shared in some of our previous episodes on relationships has got you feeling like a more intentional, more optimized, more weaponized dad and husband. And that's what this show is all about. Just one little thought, one little thing that could completely turn the trajectory of the path that you are walking on to be more aligned with who you are and where you're going. So with that being said, thank you so much. And if you guys want to be featured on the show, all you have to do is leave a review and tag me on your social media story at Official Matty A. Let's continue this March to a Million and Beyond and dig into the outlier's mindset right after this quick message. Hey guys, if you are someone who considers themselves a high achiever, but you often find yourself really busy, while those important tasks get procrastinated on or pushed off, then the Rich Life Planner is the perfect productivity tool for you. This planner was specifically designed to help you plan out your top goals, to build better habits, and to track your progress and growth all in one place. If you are ready to unlock new levels of success in 2020, head over to therichlifestore.com and grab yours today. The outlier's mindset. What is this outlier's mindset? Outliers, obviously, being someone on the fringe instead of in the pool of average. We are the individuals who love to tiptoe the line of what is actually possible and what is actually the truth and what is actually the most aligned with who we feel like we are at the core. We reject being normal. And I know many of you are out there building big businesses, you're chasing big goals, big dreams, and oftentimes, I'm sure you are running into a lot of people who just don't understand. They are trying to talk you out of your goals. They are trying to tell you to be careful. What you're going after is dangerous. It's insecure. It's most likely that you're going to fail because the odds are stacked against you. You shouldn't go after those things. You've never done that before. What makes you think you could do that? You ever have any of those people in your life? I know I do. And all you can do is build barriers around your mentality and your mindset and continue to counterpunch all of those thoughts, all of those objections, all those limiting beliefs, all that self-doubt with the outlier's mindset. What is the outlier's mindset? Number one, outlier's mindset is having unwavering belief and confidence in yourself. You are betting on yourself. You are the horse that you are betting on to finish the race. No matter what obstacles get in your way, no matter who creeps a little bit further ahead of you, how far back in the pack you may fall, what wins you have, what losses you take. You are betting on yourself to finish the race and do it to the best of your ability. You have to have that unwavering belief in yourself. It doesn't matter what anybody else believes you are capable of, what you've earned the right to do, what you can actually go out and achieve. All that matters is that you believe. Number two, you have to consistently build alliances and relationships with other outliers. Because as other outliers continue to grow and expand, they often make sure to send the elevator back down for the other people who are marching on that same path with them. So having that key core group of individuals that hold you accountable to continuing to march down the path that they know you're capable of marching down and holding you to that standard will force you into new arenas, into new opportunities, into new relationships and new conversations by consistently staying connected to the right people. Number three, the outlier's mindset runs towards fear instead of away from it. I get scared shitless every single day on some of the shit that I'm doing. Sometimes I feel like I'm going to go broke trying to get rich. Sometimes I feel like I'm not capable or deserving of being in this opportunity or having this experience or having that conversation. But here's the thing. The outlier runs towards the fear because they know that fear overcome turns into confidence. You become weaponized a little bit more each and every time you look fear in the face, as long as it ain't a gun barrel pointed right at your face, as long as it isn't a rhinoceros getting ready to impale you, as long as it's not a car that's going to run you over. The fear that we create in our head when overcome turns into this embodiment of confidence that you know those butterflies are always going to be there on this journey, because guess what? We're always looking to break through, to do something new, do something bigger, do something better, unlock a new level. And that oftentimes creates fear. But those butterflies, when you know you can overcome it, you find a way to get them to fly into formation and use that fear to your advantage to step up to the plate. Number four, the outlier's mindset is the outlier embraces standing out instead of trying to fit in. This is a tough one because a lot of society subliminally and consciously is trying to force us and mold us into a box of who we should act like, how we should operate, what we should think of, what actions we should or shouldn't be taking, who we should be spending our time with. And the outlier embraces creating their own path and finding ways of standing out instead of falling in line. Number five, the outlier's mindset is always humble, is always hungry, is always curious and looking to grow. They know that it's nobody else's responsibility to give them value, to create value, than their own. They check their ego at the door every single day. They show up and they play full out. This is the mentality that each and every one of us can have if you choose it. This is the mentality that each and every successful individual, whether in business or in life, adopts. And the only person that can decide whether or not you're an outlier is you. We all have it in us. If you can adopt the mentality, if you can align the identity, if you can physically create the routine and the habits and the disciplines, the physical results and outcomes will be there. You, my friend, are an outlier, and I invite you to share this with another outlier that you've got a lot of respect for. Maybe they don't know they're an outlier yet, and you want to gift them this revelation that they are it, and they can choose it by sharing this episode with them. Be sure to tag me on social media at OfficialMattyA and help us spread the love and make an impact on someone else's life today. With that being said, be sure to subscribe and review if you want to know more about the tools, the coaching, the accountability groups that we have for hard-charging entrepreneurs like yourself looking to build wealth through real estate, through investing. You can learn more at therichlifeacademy.com. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.